This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Snow Goose Homes, our preferred partner for quick cash home buying. Sell your home fast. Well, in the studio with us now is the one and only Justin Pierce. He's the founder and CEO of Snow Goose Homes, and he's our expert contributor. And Justin, how did you get into this field?
Well, you know, I joined the Marine Corps originally, and right out of high school, I really thought I was going to be in careers of action and adventure, that sort of thing. But even in the Marine Corps or whatever avenue you take, you realize you got to save for the future. So I just started educating myself on investments. Where should I be putting my money? Where should I be building my nest egg? And you know, reading the magazines, reading the newspapers, you know, trying to educate myself. I kept coming across this thing, this real estate investment. And I was like, damn it, that sounds cool right there.
Well, and first of all, thank you for serving.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And I also, so you're in the service, you're in the Marines, right. And you get out and you find your passion is real estate.
Right.
And tell me about your first transaction. What was that like for you?
Well, it worked out pretty good. I essentially bought, my first home that I moved into, which is a lot of people do that. Just a small duplex, two-bedroom, right outside of Campus Union Marine Corps base. And when I got out of the Marine Corps, I kept that as a rental. And then within a few years, you know, that worked out pretty good. So within a few years, I'd, you know, amassed, you know, a portfolio of six or eight investment properties. And they were working really good. And it just kind of grew from there.
Perfect. And then in your career, you end up getting hooked up with being a writer for the Washington Post in the real estate section.
Right. You know, and when you're doing things, you're putting your passion into it, and you're doing things right, you know, good things happen. Well, actually, at first, bad things always usually happen. If you stick with it and you put your heart into it, you know, good opportunities come down the pipe. And, you know, I set up a real estate investment group, and I did some writing for some other firms, and from that, the Post just reached out to me and said, we need a real estate writer. So that sounds good.
Tell me, what was the topic of the latest article you wrote?
Well, actually, I wrote about civic associations, because recently I renovated a home and ran into my first issue with a civic association, which is similar sort of to a homeowners association. And I had never, I'd heard of civic associations.
How would you define that?
I don't know. They couldn't.
So this group came after you.
Yeah. Essentially, it was something that, and a lot of them, and I found since doing some projects in Arlington, that every home in Arlington is in a civic association. So okay. They have some loose, feel. They don't have the authority normally that a homeowners association does, but they can still, you know, flex their muscle on you a little bit, that sort of thing. And when you're a real estate investor, it's, you know, whether they have the authority or not, you're just really not in a position to go, you know, fight the man.
Well, at the end of the day, you're always in to doing the right thing. From right. Knowing you make sure you use licensed contractors. You yep. like to have warranties with the homes, the houses that you buy and you fix and then you sell.
Right.
You're also known for giving fair pricing to people that you buy their house fast.
Right.
Rather than just trying to take advantage of a situation.
Right.
How could someone go after you? I mean, you're known as the good guy.
Right. Well, I mean, they didn't really come after me. Essentially, what happened was there was a big retaining wall that dropped off from my property to the neighbors. And I thought, well, we should build a fence there to protect anyone so they don't fall off that retaining wall. And we thought, well, just build a 4-foot, you know, little picket fence. It'll look nice. But the Civic Association had a rule that you couldn't have fences in the front yard. And after the fence was already built, they came and said, hey, you got to tear that down. I said, well, this is a safety issue. You know, this is a 4-foot drop from this wall. They didn't care. They told me kids are too coddled these days. you know, that was my issue. It was like a kid's going to fall off that wall. If I built that wall today, they'd make me put protection on it. They didn't like that. So essentially, I just had to take the fence down. And I told them that I'm going to let my buyer know that you made me take this fence down. If anyone gets hurt on it, they should address it to the Civic Association. And they said, that's fine. So, you know, it's kind of in this business, a lot of the times you just kind of have to, you know, eat some humble pie and get the deal done and move on to the next one.
Wonderful. Well, let me ask you a tough question.
Right.
There's been a lot of ups and downs since 2008 with the crash in the whole entire industry, and a lot of people that had their portfolio have disappeared.
Right.
And trying to rebuild eventually.
Right.
Tell me, how did you survive in this business?
Well, you have to, it's kind of like riding a river there. You got to follow the river. You got to follow the terrain. And in 2004, 2005, I'm looking at the market just saying, hey, there's, I'm no genius, I'm no economist, but I'm looking at the market saying, I can't buy another rental in this market. I can't pay $500,000 for a home that I can only rent for $2,000. It doesn't make sense. Had a lot of people coming to me and saying, hey, this is all you do. You go to a home builder, you give them a $5,000 deposit, and by the time the home's built, order a home, by the time it's built, the home's going to be worth $100,000 more, and then you just sell it. And I was like, well, what if it doesn't go up? What if it only goes up $25,000? You're still losing money.
It almost sounds like a multi-level marketing until you're the last one holding the pie.
It really is. I mean, and that really happened to a lot of people, but... So just in my simple arithmetic, I said, well, that doesn't work, but I can be the home builder. And so, I can't buy a home for $500,000 and rent out for $2,000 and make money, but I can build a home for $400,000 and sell it for $500,000 and make money. So I just transferred essentially from being a landlord to starting up a development company, a real estate development and construction company in 2006, 2007, we were building a lot of homes and a lot of them out west too. And so, again, it just kind of worked out.
Perfect. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Justin Pierce, the founder and CEO of Snow Goose Homes. And I'm your host, Todd DeBorowit, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Justin, question for you. Washington, D.C., is it a good time to invest? Or should people still hold out?
Right. It's always a good time to invest if you're buying right.
What do you mean by buying right?
You have to buy at the right price for whatever your strategy is, whatever your end strategy is. And what a lot of people don't realize is, the price for whatever they're going to do. Essentially, if they're going to rent the home, they're going to hold it and rent it. They got to make sure that home cash flows. So it doesn't matter if the market's really overheated or if it's really depressed. If you're buying that home right, you're going to be in a good position. So a lot of people don't realize that if they're buying a rental, for instance, that they're probably going to have about 40 to 50% of each month's rent is going to go out to property management, taxes, insurance, depreciation, maintenance, those sort of things.
A lot of overhead.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people out there.
So they got to know how to crunch their numbers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they really don't know what numbers to even crunch to get in there. So they're really surprised when they find out they're going to have to pay, they can only pay 60, 70% of what the home's worth to be able to make it cash flow or flip or whatever their strategy is.
What's a hot area right now?
Well, our area in general is pretty hot. I know particularly Falls Church is really hot, almost a little too hot. I'm concerned about the prices there. And when you talk about it, everyone inevitably brings up, New York. Look, this market can keep going up because look at New York. But, I was just reading a report about how foreign investors aren't coming to D.C. They're not, for whatever reason, putting their money in D.C. That's a big difference between us and a market like New York where, the economics are kind of out the window because these people have other reasons to put their money into New York property. Here in D.C., we can't defy gravity. We still have to obey the economic rules.
What do you think has to change?
As far as for the prices?
To be like New York, to bring the money here.
Oh, I don't really know about that. I kind of hope it doesn't. I like good economic fundamentals. I like to know that home prices are somewhat in line with incomes. And if you look at some place with like Falls Church, just an example, not to pick on Falls Church, but that's just kind of what I was looking at and doing some research on. I mean, the average home price there, I think, is around $750,000 last time I checked, which was just last month or so. I mean, the average income in that area is about, 110, 120, 110, 120 for the median household income. Those numbers just don't work out. You're over seven times or about seven times the, annual income to buy a home. And I'd like to see them at between three and 4, maybe a little bit higher because the interest rates are low right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, by the way, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is the opportunity to get in touch with Justin Pierce. If you have any questions about investing or any of his articles in the Washington Post, you can also see them on our website, dcrealestateradio.com. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. Now, Justin, how can other people get started investing? What would be your tip for them?
Like you really got to educate yourself, and you know, you got to be careful when you're educating yourself, as because there's a lot of people who are going to take your money just to give you that education. But you know, fundamentally, I really like starting out with a rental property. You learn a lot that way. Manage it yourself. But typically, you know, bring that down payment in on that first deal. You can get creative later and get those low down payment stuff. But, you know, buy smart and put that down payment down, and you'll learn a lot.
Perfect. Well, Justin Pierce with Snow Goose Homes, thank you so much. And we got a big surprise coming up for you next. We have a broker owner with Samson Properties who's going to discuss his business model. He says he's doing it the right way. And in the last 3 years, he was able to get 700 real estate agents to join his team. Coming up next.